seeing foreign cars filled with fuel, it isn't ours. And wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind hound on the farm. Semper Fi tattoo on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA.
Welcome back, old Toby Keith. God bless America. Your host, Ray I, with the Vogelbacher, Matty G, and the Peanut. Having a great Saturday morning from the bunker. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. This segment brought to you by Mossberg, OF Mossberg and Sons.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, great to be here. Just back from an awesome trip. Legends of the Outdoors, Media Hunt, Vogelbacher. And also, tonight, we had him on the show, Chris Figge. He's got an event. Tell us about that.
Riceland Chapter, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, Saturday, December 15th, 2018. Doors open at 5 p.m., dinner at 7 p.m. They have tickets still available. You can call Chris Figge at 573-953-0041. And it's located on Elks Lodge at 2452 U.S. 67, Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
Yes, indeed. We were down at the Blue Bank Resort and Guide Service down on Real Foot Lake in Tennessee. Great folks, great people, great. We was with a really good group of people. And we had an orientation that first night in. We had a wonderful dinner. Food was fabulous at the Blue Bank Resort. And they had a boom boom shrimp that was unbelievable. But we had catfish and chicken strips. And, I mean, the food went on and on. It was really good. The owner is Mike Hayes and his son, Michael Hayes. Michael went to the blind with us and hunted with us. Owner Mike Hayes, great guy. They've been in business like 125 years through the family with this resort. It's a great place. Bill Blakely's the manager and the head guide. Quite a character. Really fun to be around. Very interesting guy. He's the manager and the head guide at Blue Bank in Tennessee. And Jason Craig was his assistant guide with Billy, and he was a great guy, hard worker. And all these were just super people. Vogler was just like, they were all family. As soon as you met them and got together. And got to spend the day with them out in the duck blind. And, you know, when you hunt with people, you really get to know them. And our guide and caller was Caleb Dunn, and his dogs were Tate. I love Tate. Tate was awesome, retriever. And Caleb's a great guy, a great young man, a great caller, and a good guide. Really enjoyed spending time with him. Of course, Linda Powell was there with Mossberg, the lovely Linda. Mike Ward, president of War Eagle Boats, was there with us. Jeff Milan with 80 Below Sporting Oil was there with us. Stacy Walker, president of Prime One Camo. Kent Driscoll with B&M Poles Lures. And B&M gave us a fishing pole, and they got lures. They're a great bunch. Peanut needs to go outside. You got to wait till we go to break, Peanut. He's also Kent Driscoll with B&M Lures and Poles is also the board of directors of Legends. He's pro staffer for Drift Master Rods and Holders, Warrior Boats, and B&M Poles and Lures. Just great, great people. And Stacy was just a lot of fun and great to be around. And that's its camo pattern you're looking at here that I have with me today. And also we have Mojo sent guide bags for us, guys.
Whoa.
I got a fishing pole guide bag, got a great flashlight. We'll talk more about that. But I'm going to get all these folks on and bring this information about cool. These companies and stuff to our listeners. You know, after we got to get through the holidays, but I want to get every one of these folks that I just mentioned on here and have them tell us their story and about their products and stuff and where they could be located, and especially the Blue Blank Resort folks. I mean, you talk about a great place to go and stay, to go crappie fishing, go duck hunting, great restaurant, cafe, good food, great facility. And if you go to my Facebook page, just look at my Facebook, they are in the Christmas spirit. Have you seen the photos on my Facebook from the lodge and stuff of the Christmas?
And that's just at Real Foot, isn't it? No?
That's Real Foot Lake, yes.
That's not that far away.
What a neat area. What a cool place. A great media hunt. There'll be a lot more come about this hunt and about the things. I shot video. I shot run cameras. Difficult camera work because it wasn't set up for a camera. I had to try to video out of a hole that you shoot out of. You know, and there wasn't a lot of room there, and I needed to be behind the shooters. I'm not complaining, but I could have shot much better stuff if I had better control of the situation where I could have worked better. If I could have just been slightly behind the shooters.
You know what that means?
What?
You have to go back.
Oh, I hate that part. rode out in the lake, you know, at 5 in the morning with Well, I just had a flat line. Mr. Gary Mason, how can I forget that? Let's the outdoors. I've been doing that a lot lately. I'll be driving up the road. Don't remember where I'm going. You do that, Vogler? Walking the room?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Gary was talking about this. We're both doing this. But what a great time on that lake in that blind visiting with everybody. And they had a full kitchen. They had a television, a stove in there. Just go Facebook and look at that. And I videotaped. I looked at the pre-video stuff. It's looking really, really good. So they cooked steaks for lunch. So we went out of the shooting holes back into the kitchen, and everybody had drinks and stuff, you know, soft drinks and tea and stuff, and had steak sandwiches, and it was just a great event. These are all really great people, as I said, just a lot of fun to be around, and it was work, and they call this work. That's a good one, but we're going to get them on the show and stuff. You got anything else for me, Vogler?
No, news. There's nothing left on there. We've talked about it all.
One of the most enjoyable things for me was watching Tate, the dog, work when he'd go out and retrieve the ducks. He'd shoot the ducks, and then he'd go out and get the ducks. And the way he would work and the way Caleb would work with him. And Caleb was right to my left, and I shot a lot of him calling, duck calling. So he's a great caller. It's good to capture that.
What kind of dog was
it? It was a little black dog. I don't know. His name was Tate.
Labrador Retriever?
He didn't look like a lab, no. He said the name, but I can't remember. We'll get Tate on. We'll
find out.
We'll ask Tate what kind of dog he is.
Yeah.
We shot Mossbergs, of course. Linda had 5 Mossbergs, and we had the Indian Creek choke tubes. And, man, I got just about out of time, so I'm going to play a little quick clip on the shooting. You should have it on your file there. And this is from my kill shots, and we're going to go to commercial break right after this. As soon as they get done shooting, Maddie's going to take his commercial break. Here we go. Now, these are hunts, one right after the other. I just laid them out. These are condensed. These are all the kill shots that I got with my camera.
Kill him, Kelly.
If I got that, that'll be great footage. You see that duck doing that number right there?
All right.